Hello and welcome to Community Media's Open House. My name is Elida Murray and I am the Executive Director of the Adams County Children's Advocacy Center. And today I'm your Open House guest host. The Adams County Children's Advocacy Center is an independent nonprofit organization that serves all of Adams County. Our mission is to work towards a community in which children are safe, families are strong, and our child victims can be children again. Our programs include teaching child abuse prevention programs to elementary students in all the school districts in Adams County, while also simultaneously supporting children and families who have suffered the trauma of child abuse through forensic interviews, medical exams, trauma therapy, and psychoeducational support groups. As an organization who every day supports children who have experienced trauma, it's important to us as an agency to support and promote other organizations in Adams County whose activities help kids build resilience, help them counter stress, maintain wellness, and all of those positive things. So today we're here to highlight the great work of Collaborating for Youth's Youth Coalition and to welcome Lyric Gallagher, Youth Services and CORE Coordinator, along with Youth Coalition co-chairs this year, Ashley Rodriguez and Maya Niederer. So welcome and thank you for being here today. So maybe we'll start with you, Lyric. We'll put you on the hot spot. So what can you tell us about Collaborating for Youth and the Youth Coalition?
So the Youth Coalition is actually the youth voice for Collaborating for Youth. Collaborating for Youth is our coalition that works to reduce substance misuse and promote healthy and thriving communities. In Adams County, of course, the Youth Coalition is supported by adult mentors who carry out strategies to reduce underage drinking and other substance misuse. We do this by using evidence-based practices, which just means that there's science that backs up the education that we give and the information that we give as well.
Great. So kind of when you say evidence-based, what does that mean for us? Like, as community members, what evidence-based stuff would we apply to the issues of substance use?
Sure. So what we utilize is the Pennsylvania Youth Survey, which is also called the PAYS. And it actually, the survey is given within the schools in Adams County, and it goes to 6th grade, 8th grade, 10th grade, and 12th grade, I believe. And that asks tons of questions relating to alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs, and the use that we're seeing around in the communities, in the schools. And those are completely anonymous, and it's a proven test, sorry.
It's done statewide, right?
Yes, it is. It's very, very beneficial, and it's really what we base I can't even think of the words right now.
Yeah, so I haven't seen, the PACE data isn't out yet for the last PACE survey, but it's coming soon.
Absolutely.
I understand.
Yeah.
For those of our viewers who have never heard of the PACE data before, my understanding is you can find it online. Mm-hmm. It can be sorted by county, it can be sorted locally, and so all of that information is really, really useful to understand what's going on in the hearts and minds of our youth today, like you said, 6th graders, 8th graders, 10th graders, and 12th graders. So I remember the last time I read PACE data, which would have been for the previous year. It's information that for us at the CAC about trauma, we're thinking about trauma and mental health services and all of that kind of stuff. It's how much anxiety kids are facing, how many concerns they have about peers, maybe some concerns they have about challenging circumstances in their lives, all of those types of things, as well as substance use questions and all of that. So it's really comprehensive.
Absolutely.
And I think if anything, I can say if you're interested at all in what's going on in the hearts and minds of youth, this is a really good tool to take to take a look at, because you get such a incredible amount of information.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So when we talked about PACE data, then what happens when you've done this PACE data take a look analysis, if you will?
So after that, then we see like which places that we need to focus on, meaning like which are our highest scores, as in like if we're seeing more like anxiety, depression, and then we do activities and learning and teaching on those subjects about like resilience and how we can persevere and keep going, different alcohol awareness prevention strategies that we do, like Project Sticker Shocks. We also teach about Alcohol Awareness Month. All of the information that you would need to know for those is taught, just to give a better understanding of what's going on in the community and how we can help our youth, because the youth are our futures, you know. And then they are the ones that are really making the difference. We're just giving them the information. They're the ones putting it, like, pen to paper out, doing what needs to be done to make these positive changes in the community.
Right, because as I understand it, this is all youth-led. All of these activities are youth-led, right? Mm-hmm. Would either one of you want to talk about that a little bit, what that means as a coalition?
So most of our youth coalition activities are youth-led. Our larger coalition does different activities, but we are adult-supported and youth-led. So what we do is, like Lyric said, we take a look at our PAYS data, and we analyze it, not only using that, but also using our own experiences within our school districts. We create different campaigns, different kind of things that we do, and we go out in our school districts and we carry out those things in hopes to make change in our communities.
Yes, you mentioned school districts. So the coalition, if I understand this right, and correct me if I'm wrong, the coalition is comprised of subgroups in each of the different school districts, right? And that's at the high school level?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes. So basically, Lyric, we love her. She goes out to all of the high schools, and she has meetings with high school students that are from that school. So she visits Bermudian Springs. She has a meeting with students from Bermudian Springs who are also involved in our youth coalition. And she does that with every single school in our in Adams County. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. So basically, as a subgroup of your school,
yes,
you're going to be working on projects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be, like, steering your projects from that one, like,
right,
everyone who went to Biglerville is going to have a project or working on the project. And then how do you all come together as a county?
So there are countywide meetings once a month on the fourth Thursday of every month. And we come to our Gettysburg office for CFY. And we culminate all the ideas. We come together, we share experiences, and we start to work on the larger picture of what each of our individual kind of pieces of that mosaic look like.
So I could imagine it gives you all an opportunity as individuals, also as a school, but then also as a county, to all have input on everything that's going to happen, as opposed to, like you said, that where it was maybe it was adult-led in a different way. Like, do you see there's an advantage to that?
Absolutely.
And what would that advantage be?
I think that there's a large advantage in having youth leaders, because we get to share those experiences, but also because we as youth get that advantage. We get to be leaders. We get to have that leadership opportunity so that when we are adults, we've already had practice.
Right, right. All right, so when you're talking about it from the programming perspective, what are some of the things that the Youth Coalition has done over the last year or so?
So recently, actually, we tied up our prom pledge project.
Oh yeah.
So we had
Let's
posters.
Talk about that. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We had posters in all of our high schools, highlighting our prom pledge, like the pledge not to drink or use drugs or alcohol over prom. We had tables. Ashley, if you want to jump on at all.
So there were tables for us, Biglerville. It was during lunch, and so we had, you know, we brought our friends to sign the prom pledge that they pledged to, you know, not do drugs or alcohol on prom night. And so, you know, it's this fun raffle, you know, to get the kids to, you know, think about the issues and actually, you know, think on not wanting to do it. And so basically, you know, what we did was they wrote their name pledging to, you know, not do drugs on prom night. And then they would put it in this cute little box, and it was a raffle. And so if Lyric, she had told us that if someone were to bring two of their friends, that person could put in their name twice to, you know, higher their chances of mm-hmm. getting either, it was a Rita's gift card, Starbucks gift card. I'm pretty sure a Stanley was in there, and, you know, a goodie bag. And so, you know, it brings in the youth, and, you know, it gets them thinking about, you know, actually.
Right. And you know, I have to ask the hard questions sometimes. So do you think, beyond getting them to think about it, that followed through to prom night where they made a different decision? I mean, did you guys have any conversations with any of the teens in your schools about that kind of thing?
Right.
Yeah, well, there's always that conscious of like, oh, well, I kind of signed this thing, and so I might want to live that up because mm-hmm. I did sign it and I did right. pledge
you
to
made,
do it.
You made an agreement. Yeah, yeah. You made a commitment.
Mm-hmm. You're really staying accountable. We're holding you accountable for your actions. I do want to give a statistic on it. So we
yes,
have 1,280 students signed up so far for the prom pledge this year throughout Adams County. We're still going in Gettysburg, but soon we'll have those numbers. So we're getting a great...
Yeah, more than 1,200 kids.
Yeah, yeah. And I think so far we have about 250 at Gettysburg, give or take. So that'll be an additional 250 to add to it. And with that, you're not just... So the prom pledge states that you're pledging not to use alcohol or other drugs on prom night because they care about their friends, their family, and themselves. And whenever you do that, then... It's giving your friends also an opportunity to like see like, hey, this might be a hard decision. Hey, we might be going against what everybody else is doing, but this is what we need to do. This is what's safe and what's healthy.
Mm-hmm. And that we can do that together, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've done the prom pledge for the past 2 years. And something that I really appreciate about it is that conversation starter. Like if there are people who are like, oh, my friends are having an after party, I don't know if I want to go. Mm-hmm. Then they have the opportunity. It puts it in their mind, like, you're allowed to say no. You're allowed to not want to do things. You're allowed to be original.
Right, and I can say, you know, for all of us who have been in this community, we all know that in years past, there have been some terrible tragedies that happened over prom or after parties, and people even driving home, you know, under the influence, all of those dangerous things. So the more we can put that conversation out there, and what I think is the value is it's not me as a grandmotherly type person saying, don't you dare drink, you know, it's really youth saying, you know, not the best choice,
right.
You know, let's protect ourselves.
Yeah.
And it comes, the messaging is just very different that way.
Absolutely.
And I think it's more important that way.
Yeah.
All right, so what other kinds of things beyond prom pledge?
At the beginning of my youth coalition career, about my freshman year, we were doing something called the UR campaign, which was a positive messaging campaign in hopes to alleviate some of the stress and mental health issues that we saw, especially with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a campaign where we would take the hashtag UR and we would put words like beautiful, kind, amazing, lovely, things like that, just good messages. We put them on coffee cups. We had posters in the schools. We did sidewalk chalk. Every district did something different that was suited to them.
All those positive affirmations, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely.
So obviously you guys were in school during COVID.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you from the work we do at the center, we saw a tremendous uptake in just the amount of stress and anxiety and negative self-image and all of those things that came after COVID. I think being isolated for that almost year, for some kids, it was even longer than that, being isolated for that long. I don't know that it's going to be years before we truly understand that what COVID did to us as a community, but mostly to our kids, like as young people in our community. So coming right out of COVID and doing that, I think, is really testament to you understand the minds of what's going on in your schools because you are in your schools. And that's so much different than if I were sitting here at a table making a decision about what should be done, or if Lyric were doing it, because we're not going to school and we're not sitting in classrooms with you and we're not seeing what you're seeing. So I think that that's really important for us to, as adults, to all understand this, that let's honor the fact that youth are the content experts in their experience, right? You guys know what's going on. Mm-hmm. In a way that we will never
Absolutely.
Know what's going on.
Yeah.
And to be able to use the Youth Coalition information in positive ways is, I think, really awesome.
Absolutely.
I know that you guys also do Medicine Take Back, because I've volunteered for Medicine Take Back a couple of times,
awesome.
And I've always seen youth there. I think I've seen you guys at the Heritage Festival every year. What am I missing? What other things?
We do something called Project Sticker Shock as well, where we go into like the beer distributors and any place that serves alcohol, and we sticker the alcoholic beverages with just a little reminder sticker that says like, you know, like it could cost you. Like parents who host lose the most. Just really getting it out there. Like, do not provide alcohol to our youth that are under the age of 21. 21 is the legal drinking age, highlights on that, and just we feel it's really important to, everybody knows it. However, a little reminder here and there is just another accountability, mm-hmm. accountability factor.
And doing it in a grassroots way.
Yeah.
Like you, if you're, and I did one sticker shock, and it's literally a sticker on the 6-pack or 12-pack or whatever pack of beer or something else. And I think that, like, you can't avoid that. It's right in your face. You, if you're picking that up and you're not thinking it through about where this beer is going to end up, mm-hmm. that's a really great mm-hmm. grassroots way to get that information out in front
Absolutely.
Of people.
Yeah. Looking forward, we do have another collaboration with the Children's Advocacy Center, which we're really excited about. So we're going to do another Express Yourself event, and that's going to be held at the Brighter Tomorrow Center on June 1st. So during the Gettysburg Pride Festival, and we had a lot of fun. We had got a lot of good feedback about our December event that we did for the Express Yourself, and we're really hoping to keep that momentum and keep it going. We're really excited.
So, as I remember, you guys were both at the Express Yourself. What were the highlights for you?
For me, I loved watching Maya and my other friend Kimberly, sing, and everyone else.
Oh yeah, we did
sing
a coffee
on the
house.
Stage.
Oh
yeah,
it was
wonderful.
I enjoyed it, and being able to have that little coffee sesh while enjoying the entertainment. But also, there was a little room downstairs that we got to paint and express our thoughts. And me and my friends, we drew a tree, and we had our thumbprints, and we had made leaves out of our thumbprints.
Oh, cool.
And
yep.
it was
I didn't know that was you, so now I know.
Yeah, now you do. And I don't know, it was just so nice seeing all of us as a community come together and have some time to actually spend time together and relax
and have fun.
It was great to have that too, without the pressure of any drug kind of related stuff. It was great to have a safe place with all of these adults around us where it didn't feel like it was too kind of youth run, not to say youth run is bad because that's what we're all about, but
yeah.
And that's another reason why we do one of our other events, which is called Family Fun Friday, which we do a couple times a year. Our big one is the fall one. There's a big festival. Mm-hmm. It's been in Gettysburg and Pastures, but we moved it to Oakside Community Park in Biglerville. But that's just so great. I love going there and helping out and seeing all the community show up and like all these organizations, but also just families. It's great.
Yeah, and I think for us that we're at the Express Yourself event, and we'll be at the Express Yourself event coming up in June. That's 11 to 1 on Saturday, June 1st.
Yes.
I'm not good with dates, so Saturday, June 1st from 11 to 1, we'll have activities, we'll have food, there'll be some music, we'll have some lawn games. It's really just during Pride Fest, just a family centered, youth centered place where kids can come with their family or with their without is open to the public and just like hang out in a positive setting. I can promise you that for the adults, we there is adult supervision, but we try to make that adult supervision very laid back. Like, we're not about telling y'all what you should be doing. It's really more about we're here if you need us.
Absolutely.
We're here to help you, but we're not there to be all about the rules and the regulations. In December, it was a great event. You guys just did your thing. We had a lot of art and crafts and stuff like that going on, and to me, it's just a positive way to, like Lyric said, express yourself and the positivity that comes. I think sometimes young people, teenagers especially, get a really bad rap mm-hmm. for like a couple of things that might happen in the world, but there's just so much more positive stuff going on, and that's what we want to highlight. So when we talk about Youth Coalition, we've talked about some of the activities that you all do. You mentioned leadership. Can you guys talk about that leadership piece a little bit more? What that means for you?
We go out and, whenever we do things like we go to CADCA, and we also just recently went over to the CPA summit, I believe, and we got to talk to legislators and, express our opinion and talk about, things in our community. And I feel as though CFY has really prepped me for that because of our youth leadership camp in the summer. And you know, there's a lot of leadership experiences with that, and also, you know, getting opportunities like this to, you know, get out of your shell, you know, get out of your bubble and actually step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned youth leadership camp. What, yeah. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, it's a camp that happens over the summer, and it's open to those going into ninth grade from eighth grade up till the high schoolers that are on the last summer of high school, so 11th going into 12th grade. And so basically it's just a week-long camp, and what we do is we do activities that, you know, have us out in the open, not really out in the open, but it happens in Gardner's down in Camp Thompson. And what we do is we have a bunch of activities that are led by the Camp Thompson staff, but we also have lessons like media literacy. And I think media literacy is important, especially because I didn't know what media literacy was to begin with until I went to camp. And, you know, it really opened my eyes, because before I didn't know how much the media was actually pushing, you know, alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs in our faces. But, and I think it's really important that us youth know how much it is in the media, because then we could, you know, steer away from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Ashley, you mentioned that it being involved in Youth Coalition has really taught you how to kind of promote things that are important to you and to be able to speak about those things. Are there any other kind of skills or gifts that you've picked up from being involved in Youth Coalition?
I know that peer pressure is a big topic, and back in when I was a freshman, so 2021, 22-ish, we had these Zooms that were online because we were in peak of COVID, mm-hmm. and so they were online, and we got to learn about the people of color and their struggles and what we and they go through, and, you know,
it kind was like that yeah. diversity piece, mm-hmm. like understanding someone else's life experience.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Something that I really appreciate about the Youth Coalition is people don't understand, I guess, or it's not really spoken about. But you talk about networking all the time. You talk about networking to get jobs, to get into colleges, different things like that, yep. just to get opportunities. But nobody ever teaches you how to network. I think that the Youth Coalition has taught me really well how to go out and have conversations with people and be such a people person in a way that impresses employers, impresses college people, impresses community members, and could have the potential to get me different opportunities later on in life. I applied for a scholarship recently, and I was better able and better prepared for the interview that I did for that scholarship because of what I do here with CFY.
Yeah, I see that as like a natural evolution from the empowering part of what you're describing in Youth Coalition, is because it's youth-led. You're the ones making the decisions. You're the ones that are coming up with the ideas. You're the ones that are putting those ideas into action. And that empowerment piece, you've learned to have a voice, but you've also learned you have a responsibility to have a voice. And I think that when you talk about the next gen and people who are you're going to be taking over this world, right, very shortly, you're already doing it in some ways, but you're going to continue to do that. Let's get you as prepared as possible to do that well, right? So those are the things. So now, having talked about all those important things like life skills and leadership and all that, tell me what's the most fun thing you've done in Youth Coalition, both of you. I want to hear the most fun you've had.
Well, for me, in our youth leadership camp, we have bonfires every night, campfires every single night. And they're all great, but my favorite one would have to be Thursday night, because that's whenever we all come around the campfire and, you know, we share one thing that we appreciate from someone that they did for us, or something that we saw someone else do for someone else. And I think it's really heartwarming, because during camp we really don't see it, but whenever it comes to Thursday night, we actually see everything, because everyone's highlighting, you know, everyone else's good doings.
And you've had to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You've had to watch for it. You have to pay attention to it. So, like, the teachers among us are like, oh, that's teaching empathy. But more than anything else, it's teaching connection, right? Okay. It's about, like, I noticed you. I see you doing good. And I think we all know that we in this world, we could all be doing a lot more good, right? Mm-hmm. We could all be looking for more good than the, it's so easy to find the negative.
Absolutely.
And it's, you have to work a little harder to find the good, but it's there. Mm-hmm. So, and how about you, Maya?
My favorite kind of like fun things that we do with the Youth Coalition, we talk about like CPA advocacy days, we talk about summits and mental health summits and CADCA events and things like that. And people think, oh, that must be all business. But I love being able to come from Adams County, everybody piling into one big car, going down. You got all these nerves. You're all like dressed up in your best stuff. You're all practicing. But then you just start listening to music. You get to being goofy on the car ride over. Then you get there and it is kind of business.
It's like game on.
Yeah. And yeah. I think it's so cool because it's so unique to being like a youth coalition is you get to have that silly fun side. And then you also get to have that, oh, we're serious. We're here to play. Like. Mm.
Good, good, good. So, are you both seniors this year?
We're both juniors.
You're juniors, so you have one more year. So what do you think the next year is going to bring for you in Youth Coalition?
Well, I know Lyric especially has gone over to recruit incoming ninth graders, especially because there's a surplus amount of juniors in the Youth Coalition, and I feel like Lyric's great doing into trying to, you know, recruit the ninth graders really steps up our game for the Youth Coalition because it sets us up for success because we need youth. And so having a good amount of youth, you know, has us.
Especially coming in ninth grade and then having multiple years to grow and to do things.
And usually Youth Coalition members do come in clusters. Like you have a friend who brings a friend who brings a friend.
Because you all want to hang out with your friends.
Absolutely. But being able to kind of be these seniors who are going to be able to bring these freshmen in and help teach them what we've learned over the years from our seniors when we were freshmen is such a cool opportunity while simultaneously getting ready to go to college and or into the trades. It depends where you're at, you know, and kind of gaining those last final skills and those last final moments before we're able to leave.
So what's your sales pitch for these ninth graders? Like all the ninth graders out there on community media, what's your sales pitch for why they should think about coming into their school's Youth Coalition?
Well, I mean, it's a great opportunity. There's a bunch of leadership, you know, opportunities. We got to talk to Tor Necker, and me and Maya, we got to be on his podcast, and, you know, it was fun, it was great. He said womp womp, which, you know, you don't really hear from.
He's one of the kids, right? Mm-hmm. Just kidding. All jokes. One thing I'd say to any upcoming ninth graders who are looking to join the Youth Coalition, maybe if you live in Adams County, I have never had more fun while simultaneously learning so much in my entire life. And these are my good old days. I'll look back at this and I will be so proud of myself and so glad that I got the opportunity to do something like this. So really, it is worth joining.
So Lyric, I'm gonna kind of twist that around. So, you know, when you're in high school, you're starting to get a little more freedom, but you still, especially as a ninth grader, you still need your parents to get you places, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what, Lyric, would you tell to parents to encourage them to encourage their kids to be involved in Youth Coalition and do that work of making sure they can get where they want to go?
Sure. So I think that we would just encourage them to say, like, this is planning for your future. But it's also fun. It's not just all work, no play. We do have play and we have work, and we, like Maya said, it's a good balance of both. So you can learn a lot of necessary leadership skills and prevention skills, resistance skills, just by joining our group and being part of the events that we do. It gives you a really great sense of purpose. There's a lot of community volunteerism that we do. They know, like every Saturday until like I think the end of June, we're doing something, and we're just helping others in the community using our tools that we've learned. So I think also it's a great opportunity for the parents. If they want to come in, they're more than welcome to help with these volunteer events that we do, or if they even want to join our overarching Collaborating for Youth Coalition, that is wonderful as well. So they have opportunities to come with us for Project Sticker Shock, Medicine Take Back. they can volunteer at camp, youth leadership camp. There's so many opportunities. It's not just for their youth either. It's for everyone. It really benefits everyone.
If I may add a little bit to that.
I would love for you to.
I've always loved CFY because I feel like it's an equal amount of like giving and receiving. You give your time and you receive this kind of like community connection, this network. So while parents do have responsibilities of bringing their youth to things and whatnot, we'll also meet them where they are. If you can't bring your youth to something, we have youth directors who are willing to provide transportation and things like that. You know, it's wherever you're at. And that's what I love about the Youth Coalition too, is it's so adaptable.
And that, you know, everybody comes to something with their own strengths and weaknesses, right? And so if you build on strengths, everybody's got something to give.
Absolutely.
Right? Everybody's got some talent to share with the group. But I think also, let's not understate the amount of community investment you guys are making as teenagers, that I'm going to challenge all of us out there that maybe we don't always do as much community outreach and as community volunteerism as we could. So if our teenagers who are busy with high school and sports and activities and figuring out their life can go out there and do stuff, then I think the rest of us should show up a little bit more too.
For sure.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to share about anything about Collaborating for Youth, the Youth Coalition? Think we covered it?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So, great discussion. We're happy to have shared so much with you all about both Collaborating for Youth as an agency and the Youth Coalition, which is the youth-led arm of Collaborating for Youth. And in my opinion, the most important part of that Collaborating for Youth programming and continuum, and also just what you guys are doing in the community. So thank you for that. Thank you for taking responsibility for the community that you live in. I think that's really awesome.
Thank you.
And so it's also been helpful to have you share tips for things other kids can do to think about building their own resilience, their own mental health, being active, being involved. It goes a long way to your self-esteem and just how you feel about yourself as a person. But also, thank you so much for sharing your insights and your experiences.
Yeah, thank
we
you.
Appreciate
for,
you.
Thank you for giving us an outlet.
You bet. So for our viewers, if you would like more information about Collaborating for Youth, the Youth Coalition programs in Adams County, you can visit their website, which is CFYGettysburg.com. And for more information about child abuse prevention, trauma therapy, and our support groups for kids and adults, please visit the Adams County Children's Advocacy Center website at kidsagaincac.org. And again, thank you for watching, and we hope to see you again. Take care.